Blog Talk Radio.
It's morning. I wake up to the taste of summer sweetness on my tongue. It's a clear day. In this city, let's go dance under the streetlights. All the people in this world, let's come together more than ever. I can feel it, can you feel it? Come on over. Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers of every different color, don't you feel that sunshine? Telling you to hold tight, things will be alright. Trying to find a better life. Come on over. Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers, for one another, won't you? Come on over. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Some people, it's a pity, they go all their lives, never know how to love, how to let love go. But it's alright now. We'll make it through this somehow, and we'll paint the perfect picture. All the colors of this world will run together more than ever. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Come on over. Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers of every different color, don't you feel that? We'll be alright, try to find a better life. Come on over. We're down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers, there for one another, won't you? Come on over. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Let yourself go.
Today to welcome a mutual friend to the show, Aunt Liam.
Yes, who I scheduled. cough, cough.
why don't you introduce her?
Angela Durrell, is that how you say your last name?
And yes, you got me. You snared me, you netted me, whatever you want to call it. So, good job, man.
Well, no, because we had no guests, and I was like, here's how this is going to go. You're going to come on the show on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
She's like, why? She's like, why me? I'm like, because I said so. Like, you don't get an option. This is not optional. You're going to come on the show.
It was really terrifying, and I was just sort of like, okay.
Okay, why not, you know?
Really? See, it was there really was no alternative to the whole setup because I mean I don't think
because,
I've been bullied like that in a long time.
Yeah, I'm bossed her into it.
Wow.
And I was never informed of this. So
yes, now we're all going to have awesome time. I don't know who's in our chat room. Shout out to our chat room listener because they don't have
absolutely
a name. They're a guest. I'll monitor the chat room even though no one's talking in there this whole show. Okay, so here's what we should talk about. So how about this? How about we read the rumors and then we talk about how half of them are not true and then we talk about the plausible ones and think of theories. That sounds like a good idea. Okay. Okay, so this is the most recent post on Rumorville. Credit to GH Happenings for posting this junk for me. Okay, so I don't care about Scott, so we're going to skip that. that's irrelevant. Okay, it says Nathan meets his father, who is Victor Cassadine. Big shock there. It says Rick and Liz and Nick and Britt bond during the nurse's ball. Okay, shocking.
What? What? At the nurse's ball?
Rick and Elizabeth, and then Nick and Britt bond during the nurse's ball. This is in Rumorville, not the spoilers, so we can read the nutritious stuff after this. I don't know how true that is either. There's another, it says there's another male casting call-out for a short-term role for a male in his 20s, and they don't know who it is. And then this is actually a valid rumor. So Not Luke will apparently make his exit this summer in, like, a body bag. But this is actually valid because Tyler Christopher said at an event that Tony was having surgery, and so he'll be off for the summer. So then, like, real Luke will come back. So Tyler
right.
has confirmed that rumor. So, and then, my favorite rumor of them all. Some rumors have put that Jeannie Francis may return this summer. Yeah, shoot me in the head. This conversation is how I got the bullet hole in my head. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so what do we think about these rumors?
You both know how I am about rumors and spoilers.
Yeah, take it or leave it, you know.
Well, yeah, but the other thing about rumors, and here's my general rule of thumb. If it isn't on that screen or it's not released by the actor or the show or a reliable source, but generally the actor, the show, or it's not on the screen, I don't really believe any of it. I don't.
Yeah, and I've seen spoilers that were printed. Like, you know, they have reliable spoiler sources, and I've seen, like, reliable spoiler sources print a spoiler, and then things are so fast-paced and so subject to change that these spoilers literally were inaccurate by the time they
And that's why I always say, if it isn't on that, I mean, I don't really believe anything until it's actually up on that television screen, because then it's extant. Then it's like, okay, now it's happening. I can look at it and say, okay, that happened. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah, because I read it a while back, you know, because I am just hopelessly devoted to Laura coming back. So, a while back, spoilers were actually printed up about her coming back. There was actually valid spoilers. Like, they were like, Laura will do this, and then it didn't happen, but that's okay.
Well, you see, but I can do that. And if I wanted to, I could write up a whole page of, here's what I heard that's going to happen with Jeannie Francis and Laura come fall sweeps, and I'll put it up on my website, right?
And people will read it, and then they'll spread it around and believe it. That's exactly how it happens.
A portion of them, scarily, will believe it. I mean, and I basically made it up out of whole cloth. It's, it's fan fiction in my head that I put on my website, right?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, well, what I was saying is, like, you know, sometimes they actually, this thing's loading because I don't have Firefox and it's being really slow. But anyway, people actually, the actual spoilers that come out, the previews and stuff like that. Oh, great. Kill page. Okay. Anyway.
The
spoilers that actually come out, it's like sometimes they're not even accurate because by the time that stuff airs, it has changed because things change.
There's a lot that happens between the time they shoot and tape the episode, or tape
when it hits air,
not even taping the episode, it's taping the scenes. I mean, they'll do like pages from two or three different episodes. I mean, it doesn't even have to be the same episode. So by the time the scenes hit air, it's gone through edits, sometimes right up to air, they'll be re-editing something, maybe because, we got to change this, or let's take that up for time or whatever. So So I've had stuff on my preview site that, you know, that I, you know, and I get my information right from publicity, you know, they give me information and I'll write it up and I'll put it up on my website. And I've had it happen that a particular item or a particular detail was supposed to happen and it didn't happen because of the edit, and that can happen as well. So even you know, more reliable sites that, I mean, I don't consider myself a spoiler site. I don't like spoilers. I don't like to do spoilers. I do a preview and I'll say, you know, this I'm kind of nebulous about, well, this kind of looks like this might happen, or I kind of edge around it so that I don't want to spoil something for somebody. I mean, I think half of all this is letting the writers tell the story. That's why we're, you know, we want to hear a story. But I mean, any kind of rumors like what you're talking about, I always tell people, grain of salt the size of Gibraltar, because anybody can write something and put it up on the web. I mean, anybody.
Exactly.
Can write anything.
Yeah, I totally feel that.
As with regards to Jeannie Francis, what I have heard, and
who
again,
freaking knows? Oh my God. I just give up. It's hopeless at this point.
Here's what I've been told with regard to Jeannie Francis. I know that I had heard that she had a sick relative, you know, somebody was very ill in her family. She wanted to have some family time. She does have kids. She has a husband. So she went to go be a mom and a wife and a daughter. As sometimes, I mean, our priorities are different from the actors sometimes. And we look at that and go, well, why wouldn't you want to be on the show? Why wouldn't you want to be on TV? Why wouldn't you want to be on General Hospital? Because we want to see you. We miss you. Well, yeah, and I'm sure that she understands that and she appreciates it, but her set of priorities may be different. There may be other things going on that we don't know about. And I know that there's, you know, it's not that the show doesn't want her back.
They
make
it obvious that they do.
They do. So it's not even a question of that. And it's also a logistical thing a lot of the times. You have ongoing that's in play right now, right? That, you know, maybe they have a story idea in mind for Laura, but right now isn't the time for it. There's nowhere to put it in there because of the developing story with other characters and you know, particularly with, say, Luke is probably a key character she would interact with, and he's got some other stuff going down right now.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he may not even be on the canvas right now. We don't know who the heck that is at this point.
I don't even know.
You know, if they brought her back right now, they brought her back next Monday, okay, and just surprised the hell out of everybody. Woohoo! Hey, it's Laura. And well, then.
Surprising is normally I know what's coming because I do read the spoilers. I'm really guilty of that. It's like an addiction. You read it once and then you have to come back. Well, I didn't actually know that the car accident was going to happen. Like, I actually hadn't read that anywhere. Like, that wasn't even spoiled. And I don't even know how they managed to not spoil that one because it was a big plot point. But I somehow didn't even know that that was going to happen. And it was a lot better not knowing that it was going to happen. But at the same time, spoiler addiction.
Wait, which what was going to happen? What are you talking about? What was it that you didn't know was going to happen?
The car accident on last Wednesday.
Well, no, of course
I didn't know
not.
It was going to happen.
Okay, here's the...
I read this stuff, though, and I couldn't find... I didn't see that anywhere.
But that kind of proves my point, doesn't it, about reliable sources and reliable spoilers, so to speak. The whole
and
point...
And they're cracking down on the spoilers, too.
And you know what? And I think that's a good thing because of just exactly what you said. You didn't know.
It was better not knowing.
Or wasn't it? That you didn't know that car accident was going to happen. That you did not have a clue and boom. And it's the story is so much better if you let the writers surprise you. You let the writers tell you. And don't, I always, and I'm guilty of this too. I do it sometimes. But, you know, how many times have I told you, don't write the story in your head?
Because it's such a fun activity sometimes.
Speculation is one thing, but here's where you get into a gray area. If you write the story in your head and then you develop an expectation that, oh, this is going to happen. This is the way it's going to happen.
And then you get mad when it doesn't.
Yeah, you get mad. Well, not even don't get mad when it doesn't. Well, I've seen some people write a story in their heads and then they get mad at the writers when the story hasn't even gotten that far, and they're already mad at the writers. Well, it's going to suck.
I know.
And I'm going,
no.
You know.
They haven't even gotten that far yet. I mean, and
exactly.
They may not.
You know.
So why, you're mad at the writers for a story that isn't even happening, that you made up in your head, and you say it sucks. Well, you're the one who made it up. So
this
who's
is very
the writer?
Wisdom,
you know.
From Angela.
At this point, I'm just sitting back and enjoying the show and letting the...
Yeah, Cody's just enjoying the entertainment that is on
a chip
right now.
I may, you know?
Well,
That's what he always does. He just sits back and listens to me talk to callers and it, like, laughs when I say stuff that's funny.
Yeah, but my darling, you know. But, yeah, but you know how I feel about that. If you are constantly anticipating. Now, okay, I think it's fun to have a kind of a preview, a tease, a look ahead to see.
Like the ABC website puts out.
Exactly. Give you an idea of hey, here's a little bit of what's going to happen. Oh, wait. We don't want to show you the rest of it because that would be giving away too much. And that
they kill me
up.
With their preview scenes every week that they put up, like the one scene,
yeah.
The teaser scene. That kills me because I want to know what happens after it.
That is how you do it. I mean, that's not a spoiler. It's a tease. It's an incentive. It's a kind of a little salt to the soup.
Oh,
yep.
Back to the
gave away.
Today, I felt like I was famous because I got 17 retweets on my tweet about how, like, you know, the preemption wasn't breaking news.
Yeah.
Me and Angela were, like, hot and heavy on Twitter this afternoon. Like, we were, like, every 10 seconds we had something new to say. Well, not because I was watching the broadcast and then the cable guy showed up to fix the cable. So I was like, well, at least he's not, you know, interrupting something I actually want to be watching right now. It's like, it doesn't bother me when they preempt things because everybody probably thought I was a rip-roaring you-know-what today because I was complaining,
well,
but just for the record, I don't mind preemption if it's breaking news and something relevant to our personal, like, lives or safety, or if the president's doing a press conference. That's
right,
preemptory.
Something that's a world event or something that affects us
yeah.
on a very human level, in a social level, a world security level.
Very
anything
important
in the-
news, something that's life-threatening news.
Yes, exactly. Or a big tornado that ripped apart half a town, like last night, that nobody covered.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
I don't
nobody
know.
Was covering that.
But,
which
you know,
was close to me, actually.
A problem, okay? It's twofold for me. Yes, this guy is a racist. This guy is a racist, and he had some things that he had to say, and people said, okay, now you've said them. Go away.
Yeah,
that's
for
what,
sure.
That's, in my mind, in my view, that's where it should stop. Don't give him relevance. Don't make him an A story.
Yeah, now
don't
he
make...
thinks he's so much more important than he was before.
Sorry. This is not an A story. A racist, bigoted jackass should
pretty
be
much.
Said, okay, you said your piece, we're done with you, goodbye.
Well, and it's not even like, it wasn't even breaking news. Like, we weren't seeing it live. They were saying this is live. The press conference was over. By the time they broadcasted that.
Well, they already put the news out that he was going to sign. That was already out on the internet and on Twitter.
The press conference was happening live on the radio.
Well,
like, before he was even on the podium on our TV screens, it was already live on the radio. People already knew what was happening. And we're still waiting on George to shut up and show us the podium.
Like, and that's what got like, wait a minute, you're breaking in. This isn't breaking news to
wait for a statement, yeah.
5 minutes, found, and you weren't even using the English language properly, but that's neither here nor there. Like you said, it wasn't breaking news. This was not a 16-car pileup.
Yeah.
It was not, God forbid, somebody shooting up a college campus. It was not,
you know.
You know,
a lot of people didn't even really care about this news. Like, I think,
well, here's,
you know,
here's that other
exactly.
thing. In that time slot, your demographic... In that time slot from, you know, what, 2 to 3 Eastern, is female, 18 to 49.
Yeah, so
and
we
the
don't
majority
care.
49.
Don't
you know,
even know who the Clippers are. Holler back at me if you don't know who they are, everyone.
Not even that. It's not that. Females 18 to 49, well, and yes, there is a male audience for soaps. There is, you know, I don't want to sound too, you know, extremely sexist, but generally, yes, women 18 to 49 don't really give Flying Fig Newton Why do I care about taking questions about a guy who was a jerk in front of – he's a jerk. Fine him. Let him go. I mean, I don't want to hear this. I mean, that's how I look at it. It's not even the right demographic, and it's not valid breaking news. This was not
exactly
earth-shattering, impactful news that was going to
impact
to shake the state of modern society. It just isn't.
It wasn't a danger to anyone. Like, it wasn't like when they break in because of a shooting or something. Like, it's like nobody's in imminent danger. Why are you interrupting my program? I even tweeted ABC because people, like, laugh at me because I'll actually tweet at ABC, and I'm, like, not shy about it. Like, I tweeted at ABC, when will we return to programming? Like, that's a valid question, I believe. They'll probably block me because that's not
the
fourth time I've done that.
but I understand. Motivation for the network to, you know, they want to be timely. They want to be on top of this because they're competing with three 24-hour news channels. Okay, They don't have ABC is the only network that doesn't have a 24-hour news channel. So I can look on the flip side of the coin and say, I can understand why they wanted to break in and cover that because they didn't want to be the only ones covering it. However,
I was like, why can't you just preempt Katie? Like, nobody watches Katie, okay? Does anybody actually watch the Katie Couric show? Because I've never heard of anybody that does.
And that's irrelevant because the ABC isn't the one that picked the time for the press conference.
Well, that's true.
Okay, NBA that did that. The NBA
I think everybody just wants to have a press conference at 2 p.m. I just feel like this is everybody's goal in life. It's just to interrupt my soap.
Yes. 2 p.m. is a good time to have a
one
well.
Time,
there is
actually, time. One time Obama was giving a press conference at 2 p.m. Eastern, and he actually was like, I'll make this quick because I know that they're cutting into your soaps. And I was like, thank you for your recognition of my soap opera that is currently on.
Press conferences, by and large, in my view, are kind of useless unless, again, it is breaking, imminent, you know, really dramatic, important, like.
And even then, you don't need a press conference. Just tell us what's going on and give us a witness.
Well, no.
We don't need a press conference.
Well, unless there's something like an update, like, for instance, like when the World Trade Center happened. I totally got. You want to know where are emergency services, what's going on with this, what's going on with, refugees, where are the shelters, so the press conferences are useful in a minute-to-minute situation where there are constant updates and people need to know where to go for what, right?
Yeah, but when you're recording 5 minutes behind the actual news, you're not really relevant.
And it's not imminent threat. That's totally
exactly.
Different. It's not threat. Nobody's died. Nobody is,
in
danger. Right, and it's not a natural disaster. I'm sorry, I don't really give a flying fig Newton about a millionaire basketball team.
I don't care
team.
Either. I really thought I was the only one that didn't care.
Well, no, I mean, I care about, this is separate from my perception of, and my feelings about racism. No, it's not even about racism. The racism thing, it was odious, it was abhorrent, and it shouldn't have taken this long for them to do this. That's how I felt.
Totally agree.
The guy, it took the NBA a week to do this? What? Really? And you're telling me you didn't know that this is what this guy was like before? I don't think so. So, the guy, don't give me this thing about, racism is, this is racism and it should be, stood up to and not, well, I agree. You shouldn't tolerate racism in any form. You shouldn't tolerate bigotry in any shape.
It's 2014. We need to, there shouldn't even be racism anymore. Like, we're past that.
Well, there
shouldn't
be. The fact that there are, but my point is there are always going to be racists. There are always going to be. It's what my feeling of it is. They're going to be there, but don't give them a platform. Don't give them the validation.
Don't give them attention.
Don't make them a big deal. I mean, if you make them a big deal.
Because now he feels he's more important than he was before because he got all this attention because he said something off color.
But it makes the issue, people like that are beneath my notice. That's how I look at it. If you judge somebody on the color of their skin, the color of their hair, their background, their ethnicity, their accent, their, you know, if you're not even worth my time. I don't
Amen,
even want to do
yeah.
it.
Amen.
So, I thought you fell asleep, Cody. I'm so glad to know you're still alive and with us.
I was just listening back and forth, you know.
Somebody should call us and we could liven this party up and have a really awesome spirited debate. I wish somebody would call us up.
You know,
huh?
I did want to say, switching gears here, we do have a new segment to the show coming Friday, don't we, Emily?
Oh, yes, we do. Would you like to tell them about it, or would you like me to?
Absolutely. It'll tentatively be called Prime Performer. What we'll do is we'll choose one actor from that week's GH who we thought just blew us away and had the performance of the week, and we'll highlight him on the show. So
yeah, it's like the gold star in Soaps and Depth. Like, I know that the main part of the Ava and Sunny thing was last week, but like Mara West totally stands out in my mind for that because she was like screaming at him. And I was like, punch him in the face.
That was awesome. I mean, the show, really, it's just been on fire for a long time as far as, I mean, it's just good story, good solid storytelling.
It is.
Great surprise. What cracked me up, and it did crack me up, was just this, you know, outrage, I tell you, that how dare they do this in the Quartermain Crypt? I'm like, well, look who it is.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
I was like, are you shocked? The best part
really
of that whole thing for me was when Morgan came back in, and then he was like, well, I don't even get it. You don't even like her. That was the best part of that whole thing for me, because it was totally worth it.
That's total messed-upness of it, but it just cracks me up. I'm like, people expected them to be, oh, well, we can't do this here. That would be unseemly. I mean, come on. It's Ava and
it's
Sunny.
It's Sunny and Ava. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's not shocking.
I'm going, have you met these people before today? I mean,
right. And then she's walking around with no makeup and an earring missing.
Right.
That was funny.
Right. On my Twitter feed and just seeing all this, oh, my God, clutching pearls. And I'm going, really? It was great.
I know. It was amusing me. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh. And I'm over here laughing so hard I can't breathe. That's the whole thing.
Brilliant. And it was such good storytelling. And it really raised the stakes. Not only for the story, but it raises the stakes for these characters.
I agree.
It's fodder for the story right into Fall Sweeps, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
May Sweeps, I can't wait for May Sweeps. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, no, because, Ava is currently, she's moving up in numbers. Like, she's currently competing with the other women of Port Charles for, like, biggest toe, because she is moving up in them numbers with the men. Like, she has,
well,
she's making rounds through fathers and sons
and
everyone.
There's much more to it than that. You're looking at a woman here who, it's an incredibly complex character and a very layered character, and it's not just about dysfunction, which God knows she has a lot of, but this is a woman who is also ruthless, and she's smart. She's really, really smart. Now, she makes some dumb moves, like what happened with Sunny. I'm not sure if that was dumb or if that was utterly brilliant. I'm not sure yet. But I don't know if she was calculating that move or not, because I could see her doing that. I don't know. That's the thing. I see it going both ways. I could see that being a spur-of-the-moment, you know, gut moment that she just, it just happened and boom, there it is. Or if she had been working her way up to it, because I think it's very possible that this could have been something that had been in play in the back of her mind for a long time, the same way Morgan was.
Yeah, that's how I felt, because I felt like she had wanted this for a long time, you know? And, like, maybe hadn't thought about it, but I felt like she had this in her mind for a long time.
I think I think she has had several options at the ready. Let's put it that way. I think she is not dumb. She is a planner. To some degree.
She's not a wounded little lamb either, like some of them thought. Cody,
no,
what were you
no,
going to
no.
say?
I was going to say... I know you had somewhere to be or something, Angela. So I'm going to let you go.
Well, I will say this before I go. We'll May Sweep. May Sweeps is going to be really
awesome.
Emily, you'll like. You're going to like, you're going to love the nurses.
Jesus.
You will love the nurses.
And
like,
obviously,
I can't give you details.
Right. Yeah,
well,
she can't tell us because
real...
the network gives her stuff and she can't, you know, spoil it for us. But we're going to have, like, it's going to be me. At least I'll be invested. Thank you for that.
And you like the music, you like the dancing, you like everything that's going to happen there, I think. And for the rest of May is pretty chock-a-block full of a lot of story development and some surprises and some challenges and some drama. So you'll like it. I mean, even if Jeannie Francis doesn't show up, I think you'll be happy with it.
I give up. I'm not. I didn't know what I was getting into when I got invested in that character. So I'm like,
Mutter,
we've been through this before, and I'm like, screw it.
you got Mutter. Mutter's going to be around.
Good. I like her because we love Kathleen, friend of the show. Shout out to
Mutter
Kathleen.
Is just making all kinds of trouble for a lot of people, I think.
Oh, well.
But that's her favorite activity.
Well,
listen,
Angela, I wanted to thank you again for stopping by the show, and you have a open invitation anytime you want to come back, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you. Have a good day. All right.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Angela.
Bye.
Well, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was lots of fun. We talked a lot, I know. Everybody who's
that
listening, well, they can't
it?
Hear us anymore. We're not on stream anymore, but anybody who's
right,
listening
we're not
probably
anymore.
Think of me right now. Okay, so just
which
for
actually,
fun.
I'm kind of glad we're not on live stream anymore because that was kind of spirited, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. So
yeah, it was
just
fun.
For, because I don't want to end the show yet because, you know, nothing better
right.
to do than talk for 15 more minutes. I'm going to read the spoilers. We can talk about what we, you know, just whatever. So coming up this week, well, we already saw that day. So, actually, I'm not reading the spoilers for this week because they're too specific. We're going to read the, like, future spoilers. Okay.
Right.
So, it says, like, Lucy has an... well, we know the nurse's ball kicks off on the 8th and 9th. And then it says, like, Lucy's affair with Scott will come up during the nurse's ball, and then Bobby gets thrown into the fire of the mix of it. So...
Mm-hmm.
And then Nathan's jealousy of Maxie and Levi becomes, like, more apparent. And then, obviously, Duke working for Sonny remains the issue between him and Anna. Ned does all he can stop from Luke and Tracy, all he can to stop Luke and Tracy from getting married, and Luke getting his hands on Eelke's money. Victor returns, and then he'll be involved in two major storylines. There's a war between Sonny, Julie, and Luke. Carly is getting closer to the truth about Connie, but does she realize that exposing this could expose Sonny? And then it says, will Michael learn the truth about his father? And if so, how will it affect the relationships in his life? And then it says, we learn more in the future about Dante and Lulu's embryo.
Wow.
That was a lot.
That's
going to be really awesome. Oh, and for May 5th, there's, like, some spoilers published for week of May 5th. And it says, Julian confronts Ava about her betrayal. Ava begs Julian not to hurt her. Olivia starts to figure out what Sonny's been hiding. And then it says, Olivia approaches Sonny about this. And then the nurse's ball starts with Dr. Obrink delivering some news to the general hospital staff. And Luke makes an announcement.
Huh, wow. You know, I did hear of a return. This is coming from a soap in depth. So this is
I wonder who
pretty reliable.
About. Yay. I'm excited.
It's pretty reliable. Juan is coming back.
Yeah,
okay, Becky's real-life husband.
Yeah, he's married. Juan is married. Remember, Juan said he was married to a wonderful girl named Becky. I thought
and
that
Becky.
Was cute.
I did remember that, and that was kind of a cute attribute to their real-life marriage. That was kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm confused as to how Sabrina is not related to Lily. Like, I'm confused as to how, like, they haven't pointed it out that she's related to her yet, but it's kind of impossible for her to not be, because isn't Juan... Lily and Juan Sr.'s son or something? No, maybe. Like,
I don't
he's related
know, to
Lily, isn't he? I'm pretty sure that Juan is related to Lily. And in that case, if he's Sabrina's cousin, that makes Sabrina related to her. I'm still holding out the hope that Sabrina is the kid that Lily was pregnant with when she died, and that Lily's not.
I know, me too.
That could be a moot point.
But anyway,
It doesn't make. Is it even possible for her to not be related to Lily this way? Because I think Juan is related. Let me look it up on the GH Family Tree website. Go me.
Right.
He wasn't a new character. Like he was on there before. So.
Why are you doing that? Are you ready for our upcoming shows? Up the next.
Yes, we have three more shows.
Three or four
week,
days.
Guys. That's a lot.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we have. Okay, so I'm just gonna tell everyone Thursday night. We are doing a daytime Emmy show with our guest, special, amazing friend, Kathy, because I love her, and I told her that she was doing it. And then Friday, we're doing our GH show with hopefully lots of callers. Hint, hint, wink, wink, call us. And then Saturday night, we have a fellow soapy blogger person that Cody knows who I'm not familiar with yet. So, you know, his name is Travis, but I don't know him, but I will out after Saturday. Okay, Juan Santiago, hang on, I'm looking on this thing. I want to know who this person is. Okay, storylines, oh. He's not, oh, dang. No, wait, whoa, he's Lily and Miguel's son. Holy that means Sabrina is related to Lily and Miguel. I told you, oh my gosh, they need to address this. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Lily Rivera and Miguel, you know, they were a couple, and Juan is their son,
right.
Which means that if Juan is Serena's cousin, that she's related to Lily. Oh, yay. Well, I'm still holding up the hope that she's Lily's kid, but that's probably not going to happen. But she is related to Lily. I told everyone. I told you all.
On
the record, publicly, I told everyone that she was related to Lily somehow.
And
anyway.
Going back to something that Angela said on the show, I'm so glad Kathleen Getty will be back during the nurse's ball, et cetera. I love that woman.
Yeah. She's on Tuesday, or tomorrow, because she's in the preview, she'll have a big part to do with the nurse's ball, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I love Donna Mills. I don't even care if she's evil on the show. I love her. No, it says the nurse's ball. Eve kicks off with Dr. Obrecht delivering some startling news to the GH staff. Ooh, does she have to say? Who knows? I just want her to be like, Lily's not dead. Like, I would be totally chill with that. If she was just
that
like, Lily's
awesome.
Not dead. I'm so mad that Lily's dead. But see, okay, I have mixed feelings. Because I want Lily to come back from the death, and I want her and Sunny to run off and be happy and stuff. But anyway.
Right.
Oh, I can't believe I said that in a public forum. I'm going to get slammed for that. Anyway, in another thing is, like, they had such this big moment with the whole clink boom thing that happened with Carly or Brenda and Jack and then Sunny and Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, don't want to cheapen that with bringing her back. So, like, I don't want that to be a cheapened, like, storyline. But at the same time, it's like, I want Lily to come back because I love Lily Melgar, and she's my BFF, so.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. No, because I'm going to get slammed for saying that I like Sunny and Lily. Whatever. It's out there. Actually,
it is what it is, you know?
I didn't get slammed the night that I said the stuff about Robert and Anna, so I'm surprised because I didn't get slammed on that by the Duke and Anna fans, so.
Right.
Thank goodness. Maybe nobody actually listens to us. That's probably it. But whatever.
Whatever. It is what it is, you know.
Who cares? We still have fun. I don't care if people listen to us. Well, I know Kathy listens to us, so there's that.
I know. And I know Soap Dish listens to us, so.
Yes. Well, and Leah listens. Like, a lot of people listen to us, whether it's in the archives or live. Whatever.
Right.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I announced this on the show yet, but if I haven't, I'm doing it now. Week of May 5th, and we're not sure what night yet, but one of the nights of the week of May 5th, Zachary Garrett is coming on our show. So, we have him. He plays Levi on General Hospital, for those of you who aren't keeping up with who the actors are that play the characters. Because I know a lot of people
forgotten about
characters, and they don't know the actors. So, Zachary's coming on the week of the 5th. He just came back to the U.S. today from Australia. So he couldn't do tonight's show, unfortunately, but he will be on the show next week, one night next week, so I'm excited. He's a super cool guy. He was DMing me the other night, and we scheduled everything, so, you know. Let's see,
shows
what are four shows
it'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have more than five because we have four this week. Then next week we have at least two, possibly.
At least two next week.
We're going to have two next week, definitely. We may have to add another one if we find somebody else cool to have on, but probably not. Probably
maybe.
Seven shows in the course of 2 weeks, which is a lot.
And I'm
going to
reach out again to a few of my contacts and see if they're willing to
come back.
I come back on and chat with us, whatever. The people
that I've
had on the show prior to you coming on. So I'll work on that.
Also, I know I've announced this, but I haven't told you guys everything because I wasn't sure yet. The week of May 19th, Cody's going to be traveling, as you all know who listen to us. And May 20th, which is the Dancing with the Stars. No, May 19th is the Dancing with the Stars finale. So May 20th, I'll be doing a special show. Instead of having a guest that night, I'm going to have a guest. But Andy Hayden, you can follow him on Twitter, at Pure Dancing Andy, is going to come on. And he's one of my best friends. And so we're going to do a really fun show talking about the finale. And also, we're going to have Jake Dupree from Dancing with the Stars After Buzz. Well, he hosts the So You Think You Can Dance one, and he hosts Dancing with the Stars last season. He's going to come on and talk about Dancing with the Stars with Andy and I. And then that Thursday, Andy and I are going to do another show just for fun. We don't know who we're going to have yet. We're still trying to find a guest that we mutually know because Andy's in the UK. So we have to find a guest that Andy's familiar with, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Friday night, Kathy and I will be doing the GH Recap show. So we're going to have lots of fun, even though that we won't have Cody with us, which sucks. But it'll be okay. We're going to have lots of fun.
I had no clue about this either.
I didn't remember if I told any. Well, I know I told you about Andy, but I didn't tell you about Jake, and I told you about Kathy, obviously. But we also have Kathy on Thursday night, so if anybody knows, so at so much whatever on Twitter, you can call and talk to her and I and Cody on Thursday night because we love her, and so, she was my first choice, honestly, as a co-host for the Daytime Emmy show because I was like, who's better than Kathy? And actually, when Cody told me he'd be traveling and I was in charge for a week, I was like, I have to get Kathy to co-host with me because I knew I had to find three co-hosts because I have to do three shows. So I was like, I know I have to find at least two co-hosts. So I was like, Kathy, perfect choice. And then Andy, because I love Andy so much.
Right.
But I'll be surrounded. If we get a British guest, could you imagine? Like, I'll be the only American on the show that night.
Because
Andy's British.
And when we chat with Zachary Garrett next week.
I'll be the only one with an accent again. Because he has an Australian accent. You have a Southern accent. And I don't have an accent.
Uh-huh.
Well, people say I do, but I don't have an accent. I listen to myself on the recordings. I don't have an accent.
People say I have a Southern accent. I don't
Well, you
it.
Do. You actually sound Southern, and I don't, which is lucky because I used to, and then I sing country, so it's a real problem when you don't have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, sucky, but whatever. But it'll be fun to have Zach on, and he uses a lot of Australian words that I don't know, so I told Cody this, and Cody sends me a link to the freaking Australian dictionary. I was like, only you would do that to me. Seriously, only Cody would send me that. And then Andy has some, everyone, Andy just uses the most proper grammar ever because he's British and he, lives in the UK. So, he uses the most and I use so much, my urban vernacular as we have in the past referred to it.
Uh-huh.
So, Andy should be a fun show because he doesn't know half the stuff I say means. He's always making fun of me because my cat is obsessed with catnip. And Andy's always making fun of me because he's always, asking me if I'm smoking catnip. And I'm like, Andy, I don't do weed. Stop it.
I am. We've only got, a minute left of the stream, so I'm going to – I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Okay, cool. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. As Emily said, we have a lot of shows coming up, and I don't have time to get into them now, but you've been listening to A Week Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.